Thank you. My name is David Chu. I'm a former criminal prosecutor, and I'm here really to address two things. To first answer a couple of questions about where we are legally, and then to discuss for a moment what the ethical obligations are of prosecutors. First of all, yesterday, a United States District Court judge granted a preliminary injunction that bars the Army from proceeding with the second court-martial of Lieutenant Watada. So earlier this year, Lieutenant Watada was tried in a first trial. The judge in that case declared a mistrial over the objections of the defendant. In other words, the judge did not allow the case to finish. Now the government wants to try Lieutenant Watada for a second time. Lieutenant Watada's attorneys have stated that this would violate his Fifth Amendment constitutional rights that would prevent him from being tried twice for the same crime. Now, in yesterday's written decision, the federal judge from Tacoma, Benjamin Settle, stated that the Army judge, quote, likely abused his discretion in the court-martial, and that Lieutenant Watada's district court case on constitutional protections were likely to succeed on the merits. So again, this is a preliminary injunction, it's not final, but this judge is essentially saying that he believes that in the future a judge will judge the right way. And if you read the opinion of the court, in my mind it reads like poetry, and I just want to read a couple of lines. Quote, the same Fifth Amendment protections are in place for military service members as are afforded to civilians. There is a strong public interest in maintaining these rights. To hold otherwise would ignore the many sacrifices that American soldiers have made throughout history to protect these very sacred rights. Now, one thing I would say as a former prosecutor is to remind the current prosecutors of their ethical obligations. Contrary to what you might see on crime television shows, the ethical obligation of a prosecutor is not simply to prosecute, it's not to put people in jail. The ethical obligation is very simple. A prosecutor is supposed to do justice. And justice in this case is not about putting this man in jail. It's not about trying to score political points about an unjust war. Justice in this case is about letting a man who's already gone through a first trial, who's about to be pushed through a second trial that's unconstitutional, to let Watada go free. Thank you.